So today we speak a little something on the Diwali festival, and also a little bit of something on the pastime of Sri Damodar, because today is the day that Lord Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda. So it is a special day, and we'll see what we will talk about. So, Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Datati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Giri, Yarkripa Tamam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Diwali today. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Vaswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Vaskyata Desatarine Vanchakalpatru Vyascha Gripasindu Vyavacha Pritanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namo. Diwali. It's a festival of light, hope. Like in every religion, the essence of every religion is to celebrate or to achieve light. Like in the Buddhism, the topmost realization for Buddhists is the Bodhisattva. When I gave up my Well, I didn't give up. When I gazamed my Christianity faith, because I never gave up my faith in Jesus, I was brought up in the Catholic Franciscan monastery. Then after that, I took up to Buddhism because I loved the animals, and I. In Christianity, if you love the animals, I asked the priest, why do we eat them? If we are supposed to love all the creatures, why do we eat them? And why we disregard the teachings of Jesus, thou shalt not kill? So I was attracted to Buddhism. And for a year or two, that was my... And they believe in this enlightenment, nirvana, bodhisattva. When you achieve the highest realization. But what is the highest realization for them? Is to become God, to become Buddha, to become one with God. And I felt a little bit uncomfortable with that. So then the Krishna consciousness solved the dilemma. Also in Christianity, as a Catholic priest, you can't get married you become registered by the Vatican, and you have to pledge celibacy for the rest of your life. So when they asked me at the age of 16, before I came out, said, "So do you want to do a seminar?" You know, they gave me a choice. If you want to become a priest, celibate, sacerdote. And I said, "Well, to be honest, I like God and I like women. So I don't think, you know, I will be celibate. So I want to be truth to myself." That's why in the Catholic Church you have a lot of problems. Because people, they're not truthful to themselves. And here, Krishna consciousness, it gives shelter. The Grihastha ashram created by Krishna, the Varnashram system. And it's a shelter. Ashram means a shelter. You have a brahmachari. Of course, I've been brahmachari for 10 years. And then I got married. I don't know if I don't think I'll take sannyas, but the ashrams are there for the consciousness, whichever is comfortable with yourself. And to be comfortable with yourself means you have to be honest with yourself. Oh, we have to be honest with ourselves. So, the Buddhism was like a cul-de-sac. You know, when you go and drive into a road, there is no left, no right. And you have to just make a U-turn. This is same faith for the Mayavadi impersonalist, like Sugadeva Goswami, the Kumaras, the Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. You know, you can be enlightened with the knowledge, but you will end up into a cul-de-sac and you have to come back, make a U-turn. Like impersonalists, they go into the enlightenment of the Brahma-jyoti. Brahma-jyoti means light, is the abdomen of Lord Krishna. And it's not a comfortable place to be there eternally. So therefore, it's not really the ultimate light. And therefore, they came back down, the impersonalist from the Brahma-jyoti, and they take a birth into whatever, you know, devotee family, if they are lucky, or Brahmana family, or wealthy family, or aristocratic, pious family, and depending on the karma that someone has accrued from previous lives. So therefore, the real enlightenment is when we become free from all this misconception of material life. We start with lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, become free from ignorance, becoming free. That's what it means. Knowledge is enlightenment. It's a hope. We all need, when you're lost in a tunnel or in a cave and it's all dark, the candle of hope, it's what actually takes you out. And there must be an exit. So this material world, this material body is the labyrinth, you know, that we've been exploring, navigating. But it's just like a gym of bicycle. You run, but you don't go anywhere. So we get into human life from millions of births, And we do the same thing, but we don't go anywhere. So therefore, what to do? The salvation is in the illumination. We become free. We should try to strive to become free from lust, first of all, because the duality also has a meaning of victory. Extinguish the demoniac darkness, lust, which is the personification of Ravana. When Lord Ram killed Ravana, that's when he came back to Ayodhya and he was received with illumination, with all these candles, and they were all hoping that victory and enlightenment will triumph, and he did. Because Krishna says in the Gita, one who does good can never be overcome by evil. When you do something good, you don't have to worry. Then the Lord will bless you, shines a light on you. So tolerance, forgiveness, when someone forgives, then he can love. You can only love if you forgive. And when you love, God sheds his light on you. If you're not forgiving, you cannot love. If you don't love, then you don't live in light. So we are training ourselves to cultivate the consciousness of enlightenment. There's another verse in the Gita. Jaya Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija, Shishi Radha Damodar Kija, Sitaram Lakshman Anumanji Kija. And the verse goes, Sukla Krishne Gati Hiyate Jakate Sasvate Mate Ekaya Yatyanavritim Anyavartate Punaha. There are two ways to leave this material body, this world. One is in light, and the other one is in darkness. And Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, one is the first, one is the way of return. If you leave the world in darkness, then you have to return. But if you leave the world in light, then you don't return. So it's a very interesting verse, and Prabhupada explains in the purport how important is to live a life, to lead a life in the mode of goodness. Bodhisattva means when the soul is living in goodness, in the mode of goodness, sattva gun. Of course, we want Vishuddha Sattva, the spiritual goodness, which is when we are linked with God, one with God, but not becoming God, but becoming connected in yoga, in bhakti yoga, in love, in service with God, then we achieve that light. That's why devotees are effulgent, you know, because they have this special connection with God. Any spiritual person, even a priest or a nun, someone who follows the teachings of God, then that person is living in enlightenment. And there is a choice at every second if we want to turn off the light or if we want and be in darkness, or if we want to carry on the journey in the enlightenment. It doesn't mean that once you become a devotee, you are in the safe mode. But there are slips, there are fall downs, there are mistakes, there are offenses. Offenses, they switch off the electricity in our body, in our consciousness. And then you don't know where to go. But the fall down, mistakes, it happened to everybody, every day. That is like an electrical fault in the consciousness. Can be repairable. But we have to guard ourselves from offenses. Offenses is what takes away the light, the enlightenment. And then we don't know the direction. We don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. We don't know what not to do. Pravritim cha, navritim cha, jnanana vidurasura. Nasa ucham napichacharo nasatyam teshu vidyate. We lose the vision. Vidya means vision. If we, demonic people, they don't know what to do, what not to do, because they live in darkness. If there is a darkness around you, you don't know where to go. We're stuck. That's what it means, duality, really. It's hope, not just hope, but enlightenment of the consciousness. And we have to every day fight against those demons, lust, anger, greed. Lord Ravana was just an agent, a puppet. He came on the order of Krishna, Vishnu, to play some pastimes and to act as a demon. But the demon is not that personality. He was actually originally a pure devotee. But the Lord, he says, Murtimat, in the Bhagavatam, there is a sentence that Sanskrit, that the Lord, he never performs his pastimes with mortal people. He always brings down his pure devotees. Ravana, Kumbhakarna, the giant Vijay, exalted personality. We shouldn't criticize them to be, you know, personification of lust, you know, the real Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they are in our consciousness of the mortal people. The Lord, it's like Prabhupada mentions the mother-in-law, when she wants to teach something to the daughter-in-law, so she chastises her own daughter. Why? Because the relationship with the daughter, it's more close. She can take the chastisement. So when the Lord wants to teach something to the conditioned souls, the daughter, we are the daughter-in-law. Because we are not very close to it. We won't take the chastisement. We're very reactive rather than proactive. We don't like to be told, like the previous prime minister, she didn't like to be told what to do, what not to do. So therefore she was moved. It's like that when sometimes, you know, we identify with our body, ego. We don't like to be told. But the Lord, he chastised Arjuna to teach us the message of the Bhagavad Gita. It was not for Arjuna. The Bhagavatam is not to purify Ravana or Hiranyakashipu. Those creatures, they're already gone back home, resuming their loving service to Krishna. But we have to see what the old meaning was about in the Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita, is to actually, Krishna performs these pastimes to teach us what to do and what not to do. So there are activities that keep us in an enlightenment, and there are activities that keep us in darkness. That's why Pravritim Cha, Navritim Cha, Jnanana Vidura Asura. Devotees, with the torch of knowledge, they know what to do and what not to do. But those who are wrapped up in lust, anger, greed, they don't know. Because these qualities, they bring darkness. Every time there is a mistake or a fall down, you know, the consciousness, people, they feel down. They feel lost. They feel even more angry. Because after lust, there is anger. You wonder why someone is angry to you sometimes. It's very simple. It means that person has been falling down in his lusty desire, he or she. It's just signs. Anger, it's only from one channel, lust. It doesn't just pop up, appears like that in the body. Of course, the anger of Mother Jashoda when she binds Krishna, that's something else that we will talk a little bit later. But and all these personalities, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and madness, they are the six children born from the mind. And due to an illicit activity, it says there in the description of King Puranjan. And those activities, they bring the soul into darkness. It's the when the soul, Puranjan, associates with the mind and betrays the wife, the intelligence. And these are personalities. It's, of course, is an allegoric description. But there are personalities in the bodies of everybody. We have a wife, believe it or not, that's called Kutumbini. It's a Sanskrit name for the intelligence. And we are supposed to be loyal and faithful to the intelligence. And that's when enlightenment comes, Vasudev, Vasudev consciousness. Vasudev, the intelligence carries the consciousness of Vasudev. We call it Krishna consciousness. But often what do? We betray our wife and we associate with the mind, who also has a name and is called Visuchina. Sanskrit means very dirty, prostitute. The mind by nature is dirty. Like a suchi. Suchi means clean. Visuchina means very unclean. Like karma, it's a word of action and reaction. Vikarma. When you put the V in front of this Sanskrit text, it means very heavy. Very heavy reaction. Vikarma. And then when we associate with the mind, the very first child that is born is lust. So when we feel lusty, then we should understand that we've been associating, we've been having an affair with this prostitute. And then we carry on, anger comes. And then greed, we want more and more and more. These are the cause of the problems in this world. Everybody is trying to enjoy the lustfully of the kingdom of Ram, of God, but without God. And that's why we are in darkness. From the top to the bottom, we shouldn't think that just because some people, they look polished with a jacket and a tire, they are actually pure, the intelligence of the society. No. Even them, they try to control other people's land. They try to lust on others' property. Lust on position. Lust doesn't just mean, you know, sparse jams, bodily attraction between male and female. You know, you can, like a thief is walking and he sees a golden watch in the jewelry and he likes it and he has to have it and then he has to steal it. That's lust. When you become lustful towards something, then you would do anything and everything to have it. People, even honest people, they see a beautiful dress in the show, they have to buy it. They have to have it. That's lust. You are passing through and, you know, you smell something, smells nice. And tongue, belly, and genital. People, they have to go and have it. That's lust. People, they can't control their senses. Lust doesn't just mean sensual activities. So that's why we have problems in this world. Very chaotic world. We are in darkness, actually, at the moment. The old world, Europe, is trying to come out into a light, come out of this darkness. People are suffering because there is their wage is not enough to cover the cost of living. I go out on book distribution, and believe me, every day I see that misery in the consciousness, in the eyes of the people. They have to think twice before, actually maybe 10, 20 times before giving a donation. It's tough. People are suffering. They feel betrayed. They feel cheated. Everything is going up, and they feel helpless. The leaders, they can't do anything about it. That's why when Lord Ram was reigning, everybody was happy. And he reigned, when he came back to Ayodhya, for 1,000 years. This is not a fairy tale, you know, that you read in the Bhagavatam, like prince and princess, you know, and they live the heavy, ever happy after, you know, they go into the sunset. And it's not one of those fairy tale or the movie, you know, that you watch has got a happy ending. No, it was a true story. And we can have that situation if the leaders, they reach this enlightenment of the consciousness. Like, you know, the new prime minister, I think is Krishna's arrangement, God's arrangement. They asked him few words to tell people that gives hope. He said, I will be leading the country with humility and integrity. Because that was lacking amongst the leaders. They say something, but then they do something. Do what I say, but don't do what I do. You know who we are talking about here. And in many countries, anyway, I don't want to get into it. I'm not a politician. There is embezzlement, there is lies, betrayal. You know, Julius Caesar, for he was stabbed by the Senate in Italy. That's how the Empire of Rome collapsed. And that's how Boris Johnson also, he collapsed. Some people, they stabbed him on the back. And they are from the same family, the same party. So who to trust? So therefore, one has to trust God. He's the only person. The only person can lead anybody. A pot washer, a pujari, a politician, a king. God is the only guidance, is the only light for humanity. And therefore, this is the festival of that type of light. Now, we're going to talk a couple of minutes on the pastimes of Lord Krishna, because it's Damodar Kartik month. It was the day that he was bound to the mortar for being very naughty, stealing. But the stealing of Lord Krishna, it's not like the stealing of ordinary people. He was stealing love from the gopi. That butter was the essence of their devotion. And he lied to his mother. She said, "Open your mouth," and she sees the gigantic universal form in his mouth with all the planets, Chatusloka, all the 14 planets, the universe. And then she also saw herself into the mouth of Krishna, talking to him. And then she bound him, bewildered, then she bound him on the mortar, as you see, on the altar. And what happened that because he was bound by the motherly love, Krishna was crying. And the servants, they ran out. They saw him cry, but they could not. They tried very hard to untie Krishna, but it was impossible. Then they gave up. Then after the servant, the friends, they came, the gopas. All the friends of Krishna, they tried to untie him, but they could not untie him. Nanda Maharaj was actually far away, so he couldn't help Krishna. The gopis, they saw, they could actually untie Krishna. They saw Krishna like that, but they enjoyed seeing him struggling like that. They didn't want to untie him. Because you see, you cannot untie the Lord. Can't even touch him with Dasyaras, servitor. Servitor, they could not untie. He was bound by the ropes of Vatsalyaras, the love of his mother. So therefore, the Dasyaras and the Sakyaras, they are not powerful enough to untie the Lord. So therefore, the gopis, Madhuryaras, they could untie Krishna, but they didn't. And then the Nanda Maharaj came on the scene and he untied Krishna, because he's also on Vatsalyaras, and he got very upset with his wife, Yashoda. But we know that Krishna was so angry and struggling that he pulled over with it. He took out in it was there was these two Yamala trees, Yamala Harjun trees, and he went with his mortar between those trees, and the mortar got stuck, and he uprooted those two huge, powerful trees. And that's when the situation became serious. The residents, they saw this child there, these big trees, you know, collapsing, and these two beautiful demigods coming out, offering prayers. So people, they were wondering what was going on, because there is no God consciousness in the pastimes of Krishna. They don't see him as a God. The friends, they see him Vaishya. Vaishya means equal to him. The gopis, they see him inferior to them. Jashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they just see him, you know, as their own son. They never press their brain, you know, who could be this Babu? Why everyone is loving him, respecting him, Lord Brahma praying to him, and Shiva coming. And so that is the situation, that Krishna becomes ordinary servant, bhaktivatsala, of his devotees. That's what's going on in the spiritual world. It's not, he doesn't play God there. Naturally, everyone is attracted to him and serve him, and everybody's happy. Of course, it's not that it's God, godless consciousness or godless community. The gopis, they believe that there is a God, Lord Narayan, but it's not important because they feel more attracted to Krishna. All the residents of the spiritual world, they feel more attracted to him than this awe and reverence and majestic worship towards Lord Narayan. So, anyway, this is the pastime, and it's 20 to 9. We ask if there is any questions. What time do you finish class, usually? Forty-five past. So we have 5 minutes if anyone has any questions. Or you can give some more enlightenment on the meaning of Diwali. I'm not any Hindu person. I was not born in the culture. But that's what I've understood. Govinda, you want to add anything? He's an enlightened devotee, always taking shelter of the light of the Holy Name.
Well, I think you said it all. It's the homecoming of Lord Ram. They're all lighting the lights. And Prabhupada said we can do it in the temple. And he also said, but our main focus is Anukut, which is tomorrow.
Hmm. Prema, you want to say something? He's an enlightened book distributor. So you all agree what I said? All right. So then you can go in peace. That's what the priests they do. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.